What's up, fuckers? Been a while. We're restarting this shit. We're gonna do this topic base, kind of go with the flow, see where the fuck it takes us. And if you like it, subscribe, share, all the usual crap that they say. I will get better at this. I'm kind of getting back into the flow of it. So we'll see. A couple things I want to do this time around with the Rican Rant. I want to kind of approach this on like a specific topic-based stuff and kind of not just attack politics and whatever's happening at the moment. I'm still going to do that randomly, but for the most part, I want to kind of hit this as like, I want to hit this on things that are important to me and I think resonate with a lot of people because it's things that come up in conversations that I have. So I recently have been battling with the idea of the inner bitch. You'll hear it on, like, Joe Rogan talks about it a lot, David Goggins, you'll have Cameron Haynes, you know, guys like that, Jocko, all talking about this inner bitch. And for the longest time, I didn't understand it. Like, I understood the concept of it, but I didn't understand it for me, like, in a personal setting. If you know me in my personal life, I am the type that's, let's get it done, do what you gotta do, suck it up, keep moving, and I found myself experiencing the inner bitch a little bit recently, and it was fucking scary. So I have basically started martial arts again. I have a small background in judo, did it for a couple of years, and recently, about a month and a half now, I have been going to jiu-jitsu, and it's very interesting. I have been lifting since the age of 17, consistently. Did a couple powerlifting meets, was into bodybuilding. I have been working out for the better part of my life, more than half my life. And I had this funny idea in my head of, I'm fine, my cardio's fine. I can easily lift 400 pounds consistently without long five to 10 minute breaks and keep banging it out, keep moving. I can bang out a whole workout that takes some people an hour and a half and 45 to 50 minutes. Boy, was I wrong. And boy, was I fucking reintroduced to what real cardio is. So, I'm a white belt. It's the foundation. It's where you start. And in my jiu-jitsu classes, there's no gi and there's gi. So basically the robes versus not having the robes. And I went in there thinking, oh, the judo foundation is going to come back. I'll quickly roll back into it, you know, and then it'll be just skill learning the whole time. New. I got my ass kicked heavy for the first 3 weeks. And I don't mean by other people. I mean by my own cardiovascular system. I was so gassed to the point of, I was just dizzy with how fucking gassed I was. And it was interesting because it really woke me back up to the fact that I'm not as in good shape as I thought I was. I'm strong, I have the muscles, I have the capability for the explosiveness, but I don't have the longevity or the endurance to carry through consistently moving, which is what jiu-jitsu is because you're rolling with other human beings. And for those of you who don't know what rolling is, it's basically a 5-minute sparring match. You're working on technique, you're trying to submit each other, trying to choke each other out, all in the safety of the class with the tap aspect where basically, hey, tap, I give up, restart. So it was week 3. I'm rolling with one of the blue belts. And from there, I was starting to get gas. And I was starting to get tired, and we were going, and about 3 minutes in, maybe 2.5 minutes, I felt this little voice in the back of my head say, just tap. Just give up. Restart, catch your breath, sit down, and then let the class end and move on. And I say that right now with both shame, embarrassment, and surprise. Because of the way my personality is, because of who I am and just the character that I am, I didn't think that existed. You know, for those of you who know me on a personal basis, who have been following me, I talk about two versions of myself. There's Dave and there's the Rican. The Rican's the ego, the flashiness, the one who doesn't want to give up, who wants to keep driving forward. And then Dave, I often say, is reserved for my family and reserved for the softer version of me. And I got to say, it was the Rican that gave up. It was the Rican that at that moment went, this ain't for you, dude. You're getting too old for this. Go home. Pour yourself a glass of bourbon. Sit down. Relax. You don't need this shit. And it was Dave who went, the fuck are you doing? Push this shit out. Get it done. You're in the beginning and you're ready to give up? And it was funny because I've never like really experienced that to that level before. Like, I've had things where my heart's not in or I'm not passionate about it. Yeah, but I've been dying to get back into a martial art. It's been something that I've been toiling with and debating and trying to figure out and scheduling. And, you know, it's been something for really the last like year and a half that I've been trying to get back into and just figure out a way to do it. And I finally have. And here I am, week three, ready to give up. Week three, because I can't breathe and I'm a little tired. I'm ready to give up. And it just, it was very surprising to me. It was very surprising to experience that inner bitch, to experience that feeling of just like, oh, poor you, stop, take a break, it's okay. And it wasn't. It really wasn't. And I gotta say, I wasn't ready to see that. It caught me so off guard, because at the age of 37, since I've been a man, since I've been who I am today, and since I've become what I am, I don't feel like I've experienced that to that degree, where it really was me giving up on me. And the reason I'm bringing this up, and the reason I'm talking about it, we all have our own versions of our inner bitch that, even if we don't want to acknowledge it, even if we don't want to accept it, we all got it. Even I got it, who was convinced I didn't have it. And the real battle that, for me, I realized was not giving up on myself and forcing myself to keep pushing and not listening to it and realizing that the goal is going to be hard, that the journey is going to be hard, and that to push forward, because that inner bitch, he ain't going anywhere. He's there. I found him. He may have been buried deep, deep down under everything, but he's there. And boy, was he fucking loud. I think finding something you're passionate about, doing something that you're scared of, doing something that worries you, taking those steps forward and embracing something that is difficult, that's out of your fucking comfort zone, helps us all grow. And I've always thought that. And I'm glad I faced that. I'm glad I confronted that. I'm glad I saw that. Because without that, I really have learned another piece of me that I didn't know existed. And I feel like it's really pushed me towards being a better man, understanding and being a little more empathetic towards people, because I tend to have a little bit of a hard time accepting people's softness at times and being empathetic towards people not fucking stepping up and going and just fucking hitting it and moving and rolling. But yeah, we all got a little bit of an inner bitch inside of us, and I think the moral of my story and the moral of me trying to talk about this and explain this is that no matter what is going on, you just can't give up. You grow, because I gotta say, week 4, 5, and 6 have gone tremendously better. My cardio is starting to really skyrocket. My body's adapting. The technique's coming back. My old judo's starting to come back in certain ways. I'm being able to be a lot better on the defensive aspect, and it's just, it's filling me with pride on doing something that I suck at, that I know I'll be better at. It's a lifelong journey for me at this point, because I really love this, and I have a hard time seeing me ever giving up on this unless something seriously bad happens to me, which, hope not. But maybe it will. Who fucking knows? So, all right, fuckers. Later.